Washington, D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Hey y'all, Tuck Carlson here, introducing my new video series, Tuck Carlson's How to Be a Warbird Pilot. I don't care what you fly. Warbird pilots are the coolest, and I can teach you how to be one. Best part is, you don't even need a plane. Hell, you don't even need to know what a warbird is just by my video. Inside, you'll learn all the important stuff, like how to fit a flight suit around a beer belly, and why that beer belly is a safety feature. How to ignore small children at air shows. I ain't got time for that. How to grow your ego and sign unreadable autographs. Plus, you'll learn why freedom's the greatest answer to any question. Hey, Tuck, why do you fly these awesome airplanes? For freedom? Or when your wife finds out how much you've spent? Damn it, Tuck. Why'd you spend $6,000 on Avgas? For freedom. So for freedom's sake, buy my video. Before long, people will be thinking you're somebody. You'll be sitting around campfires with real women, signing autographs, and petting pretty little baby bald eagles that you grew in redwood trees that you planted beside your hangar. Be awesome. Love freedom. And get your copy of Tuck Carlson's How to Be a Warbird Pilot right now. Hey, y'all, hurry, and I'll toss in a special bonus pack. Tuck Carlson's How to Look Good in Short Shorts Late at Night and in the Pilot Briefing. Trust me, short shorts are the coolest things ever. Call now!
Supporting bees the old-fashioned way. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Well, good evening, everybody. Matt Jolly here with you for Tuesday, the 21st of February. I paused just a little bit there because I thought to myself, is it really the 21st of February? But here it is. It already is the 21st of February. It is our Hangar Talk Show, Open Line Day. We used to call this Open Line Friday, and we did it every Friday. And a guy that's been with us since the beginning, joining me right now, Mike Chilson, who is coming up later tonight with an all-new RC Scale Builder show as well. Mike, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Matt. Good to be with you.
You remember when we used to do these shows, these open line shows, and the phones would just log jam?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
everybody
yeah.
and their brother would call in, and that's what we're hoping for tonight. We're gonna start it off. We already have a caller, and I think it's Peter Bruno. Let's see if it is from our good friends from the Hangar Deck podcast. Peter, you
awesome.
There?
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Glad you're the first one out of the gate tonight.
Ted, well, I saw your feed on Facebook earlier, and I was like, well, I know we've got something scheduled in March to get together, but I wanted to just dial in and join your show tonight.
Hey, glad you did. Peter Bruno, Mike, hosts a little show called The Hangar Deck, and it's a great show, great podcast. They're going to hopefully be coming on really soon. We're working out the details in March. They're going to come back on and talk about it. We'll have the big announcement, but Peter, you guys are... Well, you've been doing this quite a while. You're all Navy vets, and started this show. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thanks, Matt. We've been going for about 3 years now. It was, I'm new to podcasting, and I'm a 20-year veteran, and we're sitting around the shop one day, and, here in Southern Maryland, and we're, talking, sea stories as us sailors do, So I said to my buddies, why don't we do this as a podcast? And, one day we just decided to put it together and see where it was going to go.
And the rest is history, as they say, right?
Well, we're not Warbird Radio. I mean, you guys, we definitely love the show, and we've learned a lot from
Don't say anything, Chilson. Don't say a word.
Keeping my mouth shut.
We don't want them catching on.
Do not use this station
as
your model,
please. That's right. Yeah, please, whatever you do, don't do that, Peter. That's a big mistake. But anyway.
Well, we've got 51 episodes up on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play, and I'm new to the podcasting thing. I've definitely, we met first time in person, Matt, back at Culpeper last year, and wow, it's just great stuff, talking to all these warbird, enthusiasts, pilots, maintainers, and, we just love it at the Hangar Deck.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be on, and hopefully we'll be joining up with you guys in a little while and have you on here on a more regular basis, at least, and I'm looking forward to that. Peter, tell folks about Chiefcast, because this is something new that you've sort of teamed up with a group of Navy chiefs, retired Navy chiefs, who, for those of you that don't know, it's not the admirals that run the Navy, it's the chiefs. And this is a great idea.
It is, but, you know, on the hangar deck and a lot of podcasts that I listen to are, you know, they're great information and they're great talk. And a lot of listeners love the enthusiasm of the topics that are being discussed. So, you know, I'm a retired Navy chief, and I've got a lot of chief buddies throughout the Navy, retired and active duty. And we decided to, you know, segue into another show. But unfilter it a little bit. So that show is completely unfiltered, and it's tagged explicit. So if you want to hear some retired old goats from old Navy days, rekindle some sea stories and talk about some, I can't guarantee it's not very political at times, but, you know, it definitely is a voice of the Navy that you don't hear.
There you go. All right, Peter Bruno, we're glad you called in tonight. Thanks for the call, bud. And I wish you the best, and I'm looking forward. We're coming on in March. March is Safety Month, Mike, as you well know.
Yeah.
And we're bringing Peter on to provide some levity, hopefully, that we'll bring.
Hey,
bring
Peter, how if folks want to listen to your podcast, how do they do that?
You can find us on iTunes, the Hangar Deck Podcast. You can find us on Google Play and StitcherRadio.com. We also run a website, www.thehangardeck.com. I'm a big fan of all your shows that you're syndicating there, Matt, and thanks a lot for having us on tonight.
Hey, looking forward to it, Peter. We'll have you on here in March, and we'll tell everybody about what we're doing to bring the Hangar Deck, hopefully live. That's what I'm hoping for, Peter. You guys ready for that?
It'd be great. We've got some stuff lined up. we are going back to Jerry Yagan's facility, and we could talk about that for Warbirds Over the Beach. We do a lot of walking around and talking to people and recording interviews. So
there you go.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matt. And we'll be listening. We'll continue to listen tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peter. Peter Bruno, everybody, from the Hangar Deck. You can find them there, as he said, various places. But one of the easiest places, I think, is on iTunes for the Hangar Deck. Mike, tell me what's coming up tonight on the RC Scale Builders Show. Since we're coming up at 9 o'clock, and it's been a while since you've been on. Tell me what's coming up.
Well, we got our good friend Jerry Yarish, who is the senior technical editor of Model Airplane News. He's going to be on tonight. And one thing, you know, that I've tried to do over the years is, as we have time and the availability, I try and bring some members of the site on and introduce them and talk about the hobby. And Jerry's a regular member of the site, so we wanted to get him on and learn a little bit about him. So, you know, when you meet up with these guys at fly-ins or contests, you know, you kind of know who you're talking to.
Right. Well, let's go to the phones again and see who's there.
Okay.
Well, let's see. I don't think they're there yet. We just tried again. So to finish up Jerry Yarish tonight.
Yeah, you know, he works for Model Airplane News, and interesting guy, you know. Actually, he's got kind of mine and your dream job. You know, he gets to play with toys all day long.
He does, but you don't think that gets old? Like, Jerry's got to write about something that he doesn't want to write about, maybe? I don't know.
Well, the writing part I don't think would be too much fun, you know. But getting to play with all the new toys, that would be kind of
That cool. would be fun. That would be a good time, yeah. Well, and hopefully he'll get a chance to come on and share with us. I love it when Jerry comes on, because he always talks about, with you at least, he gets you going a little bit. And that, to me, is kind of fun. So.
Yeah. So
it's always
we have a
fun.
Good time.
Well, look, we tried calling Larry a little bit. We're going to call him back. Larry Kelly tried reaching up with him, because Larry's doing a lot right now. They're recovering Panchito.
Well, you know, I haven't spoken to Larry in a long time. It'd be great to hear from him.
We're going to try and get him back on here. He told us to call in tonight, and we're trying. But phone lines are open tonight, folks. 478-787-4768. We've heard from Peter. We're going to hear from Larry tonight at some point. But we'd love to hear from you. 478-787-4768. Is a number to call. Now, it's a free call from anywhere in the world via Skype. And the username on that is just Warbird Radio. You can look us up, and we'll have you right on. Mike, with Jerry tonight, we're moving into Safety Month. You always do a big show for Safety Month, which is kind of fun. And we don't think about that in the RC world, but we're seeing more and more of that. Something came into my inbox the other day that made me think about you. It's this big quadcopter now from China. Have you seen this thing where you can get in it and fly?
Oh,
now,
yes.
I think for Safety Month, you should have one of those on.
You know, this is serious. A segment of the hobby that's really exploding. You know, and it's actually the commercial aspects of it are just they're starting to discover them. I saw a video the other day of UPS is looking at having this truck. This is no joke for rural areas. Instead of having to go to all these individual houses along these roads that are stretched out for miles, there'll be a truck that parks. They put the package in. The drone takes off, flies it, comes back, puts the next package in. And they say for every hour that they can – or every mile that they can save a UPS driver from driving saves them millions a year.
Really?
So, yeah, so this is something that they're testing right now in some rural areas.
Huh. Well, we'll have to see and if it comes into fruition.
Amazing stuff.
It's the wave of the future, as they say. One guy that knows all about the wave of the future, hopefully, is Larry Kelly, who's joining us now. Larry, you there?
All right.
Or is it your voicemail again?
Yeah, I'm here, but what do you want? Wave of the future? People tell me I live in the past.
Well, maybe that's true, but we're trying to bring you up out of it. Tell us about Panchito, because last time I saw you on social media, all of the tail feathers are off, and Uncle Mikey's coming down to recover Panchito along with the rest of you folks there at the Delaware Aviation Museum. Tell us about this. What's going on, Larry? That's how it always happens, Mike.
Yep.
It always happens this way.
Larry, of course it does.
Larry's probably muted his phone or something. I don't know where he's at. We'll try him back in a little while, but he'll call back. So anyhow, we're going to hear about this because this is an interesting project. Uncle Mike Porter has been recovering the tail feathers in conjunction with Matt Sager and Larry and all the guys down there. They're doing a big job on this thing. That to me is a massive, massive undertaking. Larry, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back with you. I don't use this fancy technology. I'm used to watching talk.
Well, tell us about the recover while we still have you on the line here.
Well, back in, you know, the elevator fabric was put on by Tom Riley when he did the restoration back in 1984. So it was starting to get ready for fresh cover. So we decided to pull the elevators off and say, well, what the heck? If we're going to do that, let's go ahead and recover the rudders. They were done at the same time. And so we pulled the elevators and the rudders off and they said, well, if we're going to do that, we might as well go ahead and put new bearings in. And in the process of all this, Matt Sager, you know, the master warbird mechanic that he is, Matt was inspecting all the control cables really closely and found a couple of frays on one of the rudder cables and decided, well, let's change out all the cables as well. So now we're changing out all the control cables, all the control pulleys. And thanks to the good folks at Polyfiber who donated all of the supplies, we are recovering we'll start actually Friday morning early with Uncle Mike. We will start recovering the elevators and the rudders that Matt has all ready to go.
Now, Larry, you and I were, well, Mike and I were talking earlier, Uncle Mikey and I were talking about this, and he said, well, I have to wait. I'm waiting because the truck and trailer have not arrived yet. When you buy fabric for B-25 tail services, it comes in an 18-wheeler, I guess. It's not like a Piper Cub project, is it?
Well, it did arrive by truck, yeah, 10 boxes. But, you know, folks, the good folks at Polyfiber, you know, sometimes you sit back and you get tired and you're greasy and you've worked your butt off, you know, for a couple of weeks on the airplane, you wonder, you know, does anybody recognize what you're trying to do to keep history alive and to try to recognize the veterans, does anybody really appreciate that? Then you make a call out to the good folks at Polyfiber and they say, yeah, we know the airplane, we know what you're doing, we like what you're doing, we appreciate what you're doing to keep alive the history of the veterans, we're going to donate all the materials for covering your control surfaces. So they packed up, and they just won the dimensions, and they figured out the cut list, and they sent us everything we needed, all the supplies, you know. So, tell you what, good people.
Now, the stuff for the B-25, Mike Chilson, you probably would appreciate this. It's a little thicker, isn't it, Larry, than regular. This is like double double thick covering, isn't it, from what you'd be using on a,
well,
on a regular
airplane? Just the heavy duty fabric, but otherwise it's normal covering. The North American Aviation used what looks like a pop rivet to hold the fabric on. And it's, it's just a standard polyfiber process using the heavy-duty fabric.
So you'll be ready in time for the upcoming Doolittle Raiders reunion.
I'm organizing it. I better be ready.
Yeah, you better be. All right, Larry. Well, we're looking forward to that. Yeah, tell folks a little bit about this because it's coming up fast.
Well, it's the 75th anniversary of the Doolittle Tokyo Raid. And, of course, you know there's only one Doolittle Raider still alive, Colonel Dick Cole, who's 101 years old. And so the Air Force Museum at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, decided this, they really need to do some kind of recognition for the 75th while we still have one of the Raiders alive for recognition. So we put the word out with the B-25 community. There's been a huge response. Right now we've got 16 B-25s, pledged to come. And this is everybody out of their own pocket, paying for this out of their own pocket to come and be there just because they want to be part of this. But on April 18th, well, on the 17th of April, early in the morning, all the airplanes are going to be gathering at Urbana again at Grimes Field on the 15th and 16th of April. And then on the 17th of April, early in the morning, right after sunrise, we'll launch all the B-25s in 90-second intervals to part Urbana, Grimes Field, fly down to Wright Field, and then all the airplanes will be on display together, a sight to see. And on the old Wright Field runway, right there behind the museum, most of the day on the 17th. And then 4:30 in the afternoon, we'll shut down runway, and then we're all going to a reception over the museum. And then on the morning of the 18th, we'll be launching all the B-25s right about noon, forming up down to the south, and then we'll make one big mass formation pass from the south to the north. 75 years, almost to the minute, from the time the first airplanes hit Tokyo, formation of B-25s be passing over Dick Cole as he's laying a wreath at the Doolittle Raiders Monument and the Memorial Park there at the Air Force Museum.
All right, going to be a lot of fun, Larry. I hope we can make it this year. That'd be a lot of fun to be there. For the 75th and one of the last ones.
A lot of fun, but more than just a lot of fun. It's truly recognizing the most pivotal event of the war in the Pacific and World War II. And we'll pass through with a whole massive formation, and then a flight of four will come back through for a missing man. And then as the B-25 pulls for the missing man and heads off to the west, two B-1 bombers will come through for their pass, symbolizing the passing of the torch from the old squadrons that flew the B-25s on Doolittle Raid, which are now a B-1 operation, and the two B-1s then coming through right behind our missing man flight will symbolize the passing of the torch to the modern generation.
Wow, that's going to be awesome, Larry, and Glad to know you're behind it and helping plan it. That's going to be terrific. All right, so another gathering, the 75th, up there in Dayton. Andy Hines and Mike will be there, our reporters from the Dayton area. They'll all be there, and we're hoping to bring the full station out there and the full complement. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Larry, thanks for coming on tonight. Good to hear your voice.
Well, as I recall, we did a live broadcast of Warbird Radio there for the 70th anniversary, so looking forward to doing that again.
68th, I think, and we've been to most of them.
70,
yeah. been to most of them, so we'll have to do that, Larry. All right, well, thanks for the call, Larry, and appreciate Polyfiber stepping up. That's terrific. Glad to hear.
Great people. Of course, we wouldn't consider using any other process on the airplane. That's the only process I know. It's the only process I've ever used. So we were really gratified they were willing to help us out.
Now, look, I'm going to be there on Friday because I have a shipment of Gypsy Major engine parts coming to your hangar on Friday. So I'm going to drive down and I'll be down there.
Mike's coming by. Better watch out. We'll put you to work.
I'm ready. Take care, Larry. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
See you, Larry.
Larry Kelly there from Panchito, the B-25. Phone lines are open now, 478-787-4768. Mike, they don't need to be afraid to call in, do they?
Not at all. Not at all. We're just sitting around, you know, chewing the fat. You know, every time I hear about Panchito, I always think about Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation ordering. Do you remember that?
No. And I'm a Parks and Rec fan. Tell me what did he?
Yeah, remember he was like trying to order a Panchito model. He says, "I'm trying to order a Panchito model, and how does it know that my name is?"
Oh yes, I know.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh boy, we'll have to send him one. I wonder if he ever got one. Larry should do that. Well, the number to dial tonight, 478-787-4768 is the number to dial. A free call from anywhere in the world via Skype, and its username is Warbird Radio. There via Skype. And look, if you don't call in, we'll call you. So,
that's right.
So start calling in tonight, guys. Peter Bruno, you know, thanks for the call tonight. That was fun to hear from Peter.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm always interested in new podcasts and shows to listen to, because a lot of times when I'm working, I like to listen to things like that. So it's nice to hear some fresh content.
I agree. It's always fun to hear from new folks. And Peter, and they're just terrific. I love the product that they have. They did an interview with Rick Volker, who you know has been on this show a bunch of times. The Dr. Volker there from way up in the northern part of New York, right around Niagara Falls. He flies the Harvard Extreme routine and flies a T-6 like you shouldn't fly it, really. I mean, he's right on the edge the entire time. And they had a great interview with Rick on their show, and he's fun to talk with about flying the 109. And Rick describes it much like, you know, like sort of like picking up a bobcat or a mountain lion and trying to flip it over for a bath. That's kind of how he describes it. So, yeah.
I think you and Porter should do a new routine with the Tiger Moth. Call it the Tiger Moth Extreme.
Slow extreme Tiger Moth acro.
Yeah, well, you know, the flight envelope on that's what, about 5 miles an hour?
It's something like miles. It just barely kill you. It'll just barely kill you.
Exactly.
Let's go back to the phones and see who's here. Good evening, caller. Who is this tonight?
Mr. Jolly, how are we doing? This is Mr. Capra from
Captain Capra. How are you, sir? Hey, tell me what's going on up there. I'm glad you're calling in tonight.
Not a problem. Always enjoy listening in on a Tuesday night.
You paid for the airplane this week. Can you believe that, Mike Chilson? They bought a C-53.
Wow.
They've just paid for it. I mean, the other night, and now they're trying to get the money together to get it flying.
Yep. Wow. Just actually sent in all the paperwork to the FAA about a week and a half ago. We successfully raised $100,000 in 11 months, 1 month short of our one-year deadline.
That's great.
And we officially own a Douglas C-53 Skytrooper. We've named Beach City Baby. And now the fun really begins of the restoration work and trying to raise the remaining funding to get this thing restored and airworthy.
I think it's great. Now, I want to hook you guys up with CamGuard, because I was thinking about this. If we could sort of marinate those engines in CamGuard for the next few weeks before you start trying to breathe life into these engines. I know Tim Chope, your mentor Tim, has this patented method of waking up old radial engines. But flooding these things in CamGuard couldn't hurt. Because it's the mysterious properties of CamGuard. Which are sort of like a voodoo princess. They get in there and they do things we don't know about, and stuff just seems to work. I think it'd be good for the airplane.
Well, I think we need all the voodoo magic we can get.
You'd like that in a spray can, right?
Exactly, so let me ask something for the people who don't know. Can you explain the difference between the 53 and the C-47?
Absolutely, be happy to. So a Douglas C-53 is essentially a true DC-3 in camouflage.
Gotcha.
So where the C-47 was built with the large clamshell cargo door in the back that everybody is very familiar with, it also had the reinforced cargo floor. The C-53 Skytrooper was essentially a DC-3 that was pushed into military service. It never received a large cargo door in the back of the aircraft. It always retained the small passenger door. And then it also had the wooden floor in it, and so it was never reinforced for cargo. So
gotcha.
What I'm hearing, Mike, is that the flight attendants in the C-53 wear combat boots as opposed to high heels.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Wow.
Yep, pretty much.
That's interesting. That's
so
interesting.
is it easier to restore a C-53, Jason, than it is a C-47? Because I don't know. I mean, what do they make more of?
Well, I mean, all the parts are pretty much interchangeable. Like I said, the only real difference between the two airplanes is the door in the back and the floor in the cabin. Everything else between a C-47, DC-3, and a C-53 are almost identical. So parts are all interchangeable.
I see.
Much.
All right.
So I want you to know when you guys get it finished, Matt's going to volunteer to come up and be the flight attendant.
That's right.
I'd be happy to have him.
Yeah.
He's prettier than some of the people I work with at work, so this is a step up for me. So
that's saying something. Wow. I'm honored. I'm honored, Captain Cap. Yeah, there you go.
No problem, Matt.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to this. This has been one of those projects, Mike, that you know that we've been following very closely here because it's a great story. You know, driving down a back road, sees the airplane, says, "Man, I just got to do something about that." Forms a nonprofit organization around this dream, and then 11 months later, it's theirs. Isn't that great? I mean, it is amazing. It makes you feel like you're just sitting still. What have you done in 11 months, Mike? I mean, come on.
Put on about 11 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, Capra's out there getting it done. Jason, what do you folks, you estimate that you're going to need about $16 million to restore this airplane over the course of the next 36 years?
Well, listen, if I had $16 million in my possession, we'd have a heck of a lot more than just one airplane, I'll tell you that much.
But, really? I find that hard. Okay, well, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the truth of the matter is, and we've talked about this before, but and I'm being very honest about this. $150,000 from where we stand right now will not only help us get all the parts that we need to get this thing flying, but that'll put us to the point where it's, I believe, fully restored and ready to roll on the airshow circuit. And I know there's a lot of people out there probably saying, "Really, $150? That's it?" All I need is the money to buy the parts and the hardware and the components. We are doing all the work and we're not paying anybody to do anything. I'm lucky enough that I know enough people and we've got enough good people in our group that are very talented in many different aspects of restoration.
And professionally, so may add too. Get, yeah. This is not this is a group of volunteers, but they're professional aviation people in their background. So you sort of hit
that's correct.
You have the perfect storm, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. So we're not paying for labor here. All the money we raise is going 100% to parts and restoration, hardware, components, you name it. We are doing all the work ourselves. Nothing's being outsourced. So, like I said, 150, is definitely going to hit it since we're doing all the labor ourselves to get this thing up and running and on the circuit. And then also, too, when I formed the nonprofit, I made sure that when all the formation paperwork was formed that absolutely nobody, myself included, will ever be able to receive a salary from being involved with this nonprofit, Vintage Wings Incorporated. It is set up so that whether I'm in charge or someone else down the road takes over, every dollar made has to go towards the airplanes. There's absolutely no loopholes, no structuring whatsoever for a paid position in this organization. And I did that on purpose to deter anybody from coming in that might want to try and make money off of this and steal from the airplanes. This is for the airplanes, for them, and to do the mission that we set out to do, which is restore these aircraft, operate them as living history, and give future generations a chance to learn the technology and get to fly these things. I don't want anybody taking any money away from them. The airplanes don't deserve anything less than 100%.
$150,000 to restore a C-53, that's way less than the mark for a lot of stuff that's going on out there. But, yeah. Jason, I think that's terrific. And look, one thing I want to point out is you and I had a conversation one night late at Oshkosh, and we were sitting around talking, and everybody was around the campfire, and even Uncle Mikey was there, although he may not remember it. But you said something really powerful. You said, "I don't want to waste these opportunities and farm this work out because these are opportunities." And I thought that was really telling. Part of the program at Vintage Wings there is to set up a, call it a STEM program, but a program for kids from the Pittsburgh area to come out and learn how to operate and work on these things.
Yep, That is absolutely correct. We've been trying to work with PIA, which is the Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, well-known A&P school here in the Pittsburgh area in western Pennsylvania. And they've expressed a lot of interest. And even going above that, our membership board, we've got close to, I think, 8 or 9 student members right now. And it's absolutely fantastic to go out to the airplane. And actually, I was out there all day today and yesterday. And yesterday being President's Day, a lot of kids didn't have school. I had 3 high school kids out there who follow us on Instagram and Facebook that live in the area that came out because we put that we were going to be out there working on the airplane up on our Facebook page. And it was me and one other gentleman who's a very knowledgeable A&P mechanic and 3 high school kids. They're all 15 and 2 16-year-olds. And we were teaching them how to basically remove wiring and work on circuit breakers, remove the floor panels, and that's what it's about, you know, getting these young kids involved and learning the trade so that when you and I can't do this anymore, they carry the torch on. Isn't that why we're all in this in the first place?
That's right, Jason. Looking forward to it. Well, we got to get to... Got to get going on that, and I need to come up there. I want to take the grand tour of the Beach City Baby here before long. That's going to be fun.
Well, she's pretty ugly right now, but you know, you gotta get her that way before she shines.
Hey, Jason, do you guys have any like GoFundMe campaigns or anything like that for this project?
We actually had one to help raise the money to pay for the airplane. Uh-huh. Right now, we have a donate page on our website, which is the www.vintagewingsinc.com.
Okay.
There's a tab on the top that says donate. You click on that, there's a PayPal account set up, and all that money goes towards the restoration of the aircraft.
Super, super.
And Jason's really, I mean, you're pretty confident that these engines are going to run.
Very. You know, and again, it's just experience. I've been around Tim and the C-54 Spirit of Freedom since I was 15 years old. And in that time operating and working and flying on that airplane, I remember when we changed out engines, two of our engines we changed out. And that airplane has the Pratt & Whitney R2000s. And the ones that we got actually came off of a Caribou that was sitting in a salvage yard for years. The engines hadn't run for almost 11 years.
That was probably your old airplane, Mike, you know?
Probably.
Yeah. And we you know, brought them back to life, and those engines are still on our C-54. And
wow.
Other than changing a couple of jugs out here and there and you know, messing with the magnetos and getting some moisture out of them, my God, they've been more than reliable. So I'm very confident that using the same techniques, we'll be able to bring these ones back to life. And they're low-time engines. We only have about 100 hours on the left engine, and I think no more than 300 on the right engine. Plus, I got 2 spares that I bought with this deal.
All right. Good stuff. Well, go to the website right now and donate. Tell them again the website in case they hear it. Let them hear it a couple of times, Jason.
Sure.
Yeah, let's give it to them again.
www.vintagewingsinc.com.
Vintagewingsinc.com. The only people that say WWW again are like the 90-year-olds, and there's only a few of them that listen, and they don't say this, so I'm not sure who says WWW anymore, but anyway.
Well, I'm like a 90-year-old man trapped in a 30-year-old's body.
That's right. All right. Thanks for calling in tonight, Jason. Good to hear your voice.
Always a pleasure, Matt. You take care.
All right. So there you go. Go to the website. Give them lots of money, and we'll see it. That's kind of impressive to me. It's really impressive, actually, Mike, that they can do this on a budget of $150,000. They only paid $100,000 for the airplane. I mean, that's
incredible. I mean, I sure hope they can do it. That would be fantastic. I mean, you know, it sounds like he's got a good plan. So.
Yeah. Well, if not, it's an expensive paperweight. That's for sure.
Yeah, well,
we're going to take let's take a commercial break. Finish that thought when we come back, okay? I want you ready, Mike. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
And the phone lines are open. 478-787-4768 is the number to call. It is the Hangar Talk Day. We'll be right back after this with your calls.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Radio. Hey, y'all, Tuck Carlson here, introducing my new video series, Tuck Carlson's How to Be a Warbird Pilot. I don't care what you fly. Warbird pilots are the coolest, and I can teach you how to be one. Best part is, you don't even need a plane. Hell, you don't even need to know what a warbird is just by my video. Inside, you'll learn all the important stuff, like how to fit a flight suit around a beer belly, and why that beer belly is a safety feature. How to ignore small children at air shows. I ain't got time for that. How to grow your ego and sign unreadable autographs. Plus, you'll learn why freedom's the greatest answer to any question. Hey, Tuck, why do you fly these awesome airplanes? For freedom. Or when your wife finds out how much you've spent? Damn it, Tuck. Why'd you spend $6,000 on Avgas? For freedom. So for freedom's sake, buy my video. Before long, people will be thinking you're somebody. You'll be sitting around campfires with real women, signing autographs, and petting pretty little baby bald eagles that you grew in redwood trees that you planted beside your hangar. Be awesome. Love freedom. And get your copy of Tuck Carlson's How to Be a Warbird Pilot right now. Hey, y'all, hurry, and I'll toss in a special bonus pack. Tuck Carlson's How to Look Good in Short Shorts Late at Night and in the Pilot Briefing. Trust me, short shorts are the coolest things ever. Call now.
Supporting bees the old-fashioned way. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
And welcome back here to Warbird Radio Live. Matt Jolly here with you. Mike Chilson hanging out with me. He's on next, in fact, at the 9 o'clock hour with an all-new RC Scale Builder Show. The phone lines are open tonight. It's a hangar talk night. We'd love to hear from you. 478-787-4768 is the number to call tonight. Free call from anywhere in the world via Skype. Just a username Warbird Radio. Two words, Warbird Radio. They're on Skype, and you can give us a ring from anywhere in the world tonight, Mike. You were saying, Chilson, before I so rudely interrupted.
That's okay. I was just thinking. You know, he made me think about, I wonder how many caribous are still flying out there. I bet there's a few.
Well, I know of one, you know, down at the Kavanaugh Flight Museum.
Right, right.
Doug
right.
And the guys flying down there do a very nice job with it. That is the slowest airplane on approach.
Yes.
They sort of reel it in like a big balloon. And
you know,
that's
when,
what it reminds me of.
Hang everything down on it. It can pretty much put the nose down at about 40 degrees and it won't pick up speed. So
you were a crew chief on one of those, weren't you?
Yeah.
Back in the U.S. The U.S. Army.
Yeah, back. Well, they called them. They actually called them CV2s when we had them. But yeah, it's a C-7 Caribou. Absolutely.
Big airplane, very very slow, and yeah. Yeah, did a number on. Getting folks out of Vietnam, in fact. A great aircraft, though. Now, you told me something one time. I don't know how true this is. Maybe we'll get you to tell it again. That you used to carry around a 50-gallon...
55-gallon
drum of oil in the back.
That's right, yeah. Because the radial engines just use so much oil on long trips that this gave us the ability to pump oil straight into the reservoirs.
Not that those engines needed to be.
You
got to
understand, Matt. These planes were pretty wore out by the time we got them.
Yeah, you know? Good Lord. You just sit back there and give it a crank or two. How did you know when it was full? That's the thing.
The warning lights would come on in the cockpit, and they'd watch the oil pressure. You know,
and then you'd say, okay, go give it a hit or two.
Yeah, so.
30 gallons of oil in the reservoir, something like that?
Yep.
Per side.
Pretty amazing, you know. It's an amazing machine.
Where were you going in a Caribou that long? I mean,
well, the way, you know, for people that aren't familiar with it, in the military, when you're air crew, you have to have so many hours of flying time
right.
a month to be able to get flight pay. So, you know, if it's getting near the end of the month and some people don't have a lot of time, you know.
Jolson's going to grandma's house.
We're going on a little trip. You know,
yeah.
That was back in the days when you could burn fuel, you know, like it was going out of style. Today it's a lot different.
Right.
You know,
right. Wow.
Obviously. But,
well, I'm looking forward to hearing more Caribou stories. We got to get you on a Caribou sometime and relive some old memories. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just remember the first time doing a stall landing in one of them, the very first time. I'm originally a helicopter mechanic, and I got transferred to a unit to that had a couple of these, and I got on the crew of one. And when we were coming in for landing, I just remember them pointing the nose down at an incredibly steep angle toward the end of the runway. And right when we got near the runway, pulling the nose back up, and every rivet in that airplane was vibrating.
just the whole thing was shaking, yeah.
Yes. Wow. So it was interesting. Interesting time in my life, but
well, it's so slow. That's what always amazed me about this aircraft. Yeah, the Caribou is so slow.
I think the shortest we ever set one down was about 650 feet.
It's a big monster of a plane, too, but it is. It's like it's filled with helium.
Wow. That's right.
Well, let me give the number out, 478-787-4768. Again, 478-787-4768 is the studio line. Call us up and let us hear from you tonight. It's a free call on Skype. Warbird Radio is the username. And we'd love to hear from you tonight. 478-787-4768. Should we do it like they do? Let's do it like they do on late night TV, Mike.
Okay.
Let's try this. I want you to pick your phone up, and I want you to dial it with me right now. Come on. Get your phone out of your pocket.
Pick it up.
There's a lot of you listening tonight. Grab the phone, and don't give me the excuse that you're listening on the phone. Grab your wife's phone or your girlfriend's phone or your mother's phone and call in with me, okay? We're going to do this together. You ready? Get the phone. Now let's dial 478-787-4768 and make that make those phones ring.
That's right. Let's do it.
And we'll do it. They're not ringing yet, but anyway, we'll start asking for money, Mike. Then they'll call. That's what we're missing here.
Something. Have you been able to do any flying lately?
No, I haven't. Uncle Mikey still hasn't fixed my engine. It's sitting in the hangar in about a million parts, and I'm just I'm kicking the hangar door down when I go there.
It's
the cleanest that airplane has been in I don't know how long. That airplane is just spotless right now because it hasn't been flying.
You can only polish it so many times.
I'm telling
right?
you, I'm going crazy. You know, I've gone through like 8 cans of Pledge. It's waxed. It is pristine. If that airplane gets a drop of water on it, it's just going to beat up and roll right off. I'm serious, Mike. There's not a speck of dust on it at this point.
So after all the wax, you gave it a good coating of Rain-X.
Exactly. Yeah, it's in good shape right now. It's ready to go. You know, something's funny about that, though. You're talking about using a lot of oil. On the trip home, I burned 16-plus quarts of oil in that airplane.
Really?
And
wow.
The bottom of it was just, it looked like it had tar smeared on it, you know, if it was so black and nasty and just dirt and you know how it gets.
So what was going on there?
Well, we had a cracked ring. Uncle Mikey found that on cylinder number 4, there was a big crack in the ring, and so it was just pumping oil overboard faster than I could. It was a hybrid that day, as Uncle Mikey liked to say. It was a hybrid. It burned gas and oil the whole way back. And it was a lot of oil. So, anyway, we're going to put new pistons in it and go from there.
Nice.
With new rings that have the ring mod in it. So that ought to be fun. 478-787-4768. I wasn't kidding. We don't have any. We're playing without a net tonight, folks. So from the kindness of your heart, pick up your phone and dial in tonight for the last call of the show. 478-787-4768. Mike, you know how this works. They call in right at the end.
Of course.
And then they just log jam the phones like they always do. So we're not going to do that. We're going to get somebody to call in right now and tell us what's going on. If you know me personally, like Mike and all of our good friends, this station is unlike any radio or television station I've ever worked for, because in the past, as my old boss would say, there's only one kind of person that calls a radio station, and that's a crazy person. But you folks aren't crazy, so we appreciate your calls tonight. So call in.
Way to get them to call in.
Don't
Matt.
Call the other station that you were thinking about calling. Call this one, and then you won't be nuts. So,
yeah, look, we'll talk about anything tonight. We're so desperate, we will even talk about UFOs.
That's
Come
right.
On.
Pheasant feathers, whatever. We've done that before. You know, we should do one of – we used to – remember back in the day, Mike, we'd have these folks on about – we had Evan Quasar on, remember, from the Bermuda Triangle show?
Oh, yeah.
That was actually a really good show. We should have Evan back on to talk about that stuff. And I was so disappointed when I asked him. I just knew I had him. I was going to ask him about, you know, the TBM flight.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this? Do you remember the show? I'm going to have to pull it up.
The show. I don't remember all the details.
So Evan Quasar, who is the world expert on the Bermuda Triangle, came on our show and right. And talked about this. And I just knew he was going to have something really great to share with us about Amelia Earhart or about whatever. And the guy explains what happened to those three TBMs just like it was you and I talking. There was no UFO. There was no smoke and mirror. They're crashed, he says, in the Okefenokee Swamp of Georgia. Just as matter of fact, and explain the whole thing. Remember, and he shared with us about what's the patrol bomber that your dad was on, Mike?
Oh, the PBM Mariners.
Yeah. The Mariners. There was a Mariner that actually picked him up, and then it blew up like they always do because things blew up all the time, and it blew up, and that was part of the story. And I remember hearing about that. I thought, God, this guy just has a very plausible explanation for it all.
Yep.
So, anyway, if you're down in the Okefenokee Swamp, he thinks that's where they're at. We should do that show again. We should have Evan back on.
That would be a good one.
And talk about some of that mysterious stuff. And Amelia Earhart, we used to have...
You should do that show for the week of Halloween.
You think so? It's not too corny to do. I mean, we did a Valentine show. Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I think that'd be awesome.
Well, okay, we'll do it then. You convinced me.
Plan, you got to plan.
The month of October, we'll do four shows. The month of October, like that. That'll
right.
be. We'll have Tigar back on from Rick Gillespie. Maybe you'll come back on the show and talk to us about Amelia Earhart. He's been all over the news, hadn't he, the last few days?
I tell you what, you know, when I first heard some of those ideas, I was a little skeptical, but I'm starting to come around to that theory a little bit.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. Let's see if this caller's. Let's see what this caller says. Maybe they're on to it. Good evening, caller. You're on. Who is this tonight? Turn your computer down there, caller, and we can hear you a little bit better. Or turn whatever you're listening to down. We'll hear you. Are you there? Yeah, they're still listening to us, Mike. Let's see if we can. There, are you, caller? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is Matt and Mike. Who is this?
This is Jeff from Philippines.
Hi, Jeff from the Philippines. How are you? What's your question tonight or your comment?
Just saying hi to Mike.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Both of you guys.
You know what? You are officially the tonight. You're the caller that's the furthest away from us tonight.
From the Philippines, Jeff.
From the Philippines.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in tonight.
I'm a member of RC a Scale Builder. I'm Mojo Jojo.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, look, we're going to be having the show coming up here in just a few minutes. We're just kind of having an open phone show tonight on Matt's show. So I'm glad you called in, though. Gosh, it's great to hear from you.
Thank you for calling in tonight. We really appreciate it. Thank you again.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right,
we had some audio difficulties there, Mike. You have Mike, that's great. From the Philippines, I can't dig one up from Iowa, and you dig up some guy from the Philippines. That's terrific, Mike.
Well, I'm hoping I can get some of my guys on my site to call in from Australia because it'll be midday for them. And, you know, they slack down there anyway.
We don't want those crazy guys calling in. We do. One is enough from down in the Southern Hemisphere with Dave Homewood, his merry band of rogues. You know what? Every year when I see those guys from New Zealand, I see them at Oshkosh. They fly over in a big airliner. You can always tell the ones at Oshkosh because when they get there, they go straight to the back of the Walmart, which is where they sell all the liquor in Wisconsin. And they just buy it out, and away they go back to their party that they're going to have. And I guess they buy a week's worth. So
that is hilarious.
Good, fun stuff down there. I don't know where they're at, but or where they stay. We got to get you up to Oshkosh. You're going to make it up, hopefully next year or this year.
I don't know, man. You know, I've come to a conclusion in my old age is that I'm just not as mobile as I used to be.
You don't travel like you used to, Mike. You just don't do it.
I don't. I just, you know, I'm getting set in my ways, Matt. It's the thing that we all told ourselves we would never be like when we got older.
You've become that man. You just last year you had some kids thrown in the hooscow for, you know, doing something in your front yard. Wait a minute. Oh my God, you've become that guy, Mike Chilson. How does that happen?
Get off my grass.
That's right. Exactly. Get off my lawn, kids. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Mike Chilson had some kids in the neighborhood spray paint something in front of his driveway.
Yes.
That had nothing to do with him. They didn't even know who lived there. And Uncle Mikey Chilson calls the cops, and the cops showed up. And what did they do? They didn't arrest the kid, did they?
Oh, well, they hauled them off and called their parents. Yeah, so just to scare them, you know. So,
so don't mess with Mike Chilson when you're down
that's
there in
right,
Birmingham.
That's right. You know, I'm telling you, man, I've turned into that old guy that we all hated when we were kids.
Well, Mike, a lot of these older guys, they show up to Oshkosh. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, and I think when you start going, you'll never miss.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I do want to come, seriously. It's just timing. You know, I go to so many model airplane events that it's hard for right. me to – I have to kind of pick and choose. So.
All right. Well, I understand that. Well, I appreciate I appreciate your call in tonight from the Philippines. That's a record. That's a new record for this show. I don't think we've ever had anyone from the Philippines call in.
On my show either. That's awesome. So I hope you'll call back during our show.
We'll put down
the
two.
Next hour. Yeah, for sure.
We'll put the little pin in the map. There it is.
There
you
it is.
And for me.
There
so look, let's get one more in tonight in the last 4 minutes. 478-787-4768 is the number to call, or a free call from anywhere in the world via Skype. It's just username Warbird Radio. And then you can call in tonight for Mike's show. Mike, this has been a great primer for you because the phone lines are going to blow up for you.
I hope so.
That's how this is going to work. Now I understand why you wanted me to do this and not book a guest for your show. So, look, we're starting Safety Month in the month of March. I wanted to bring this up with Chilson because you do a great show on that. You really do. You have a great program that talks about the safety associated with RC scale stuff, and I think that's terrific. And we're going to do a whole month of that next month. In the month of March, and one of the guests we're going to bring on is Bob Janacek and Joe Sarber from the Frost Company. That they do this rapid response in the event of a crash at a big aerial event. These guys have a truck that is specially equipped to get out there and get the job done in a hurry.
Wow.
And hopefully rescue the pilot if there's a chance that they could be rescued.
Yeah.
So just part of the conversation about Safety Month. Did you read, third-class medical stuff, the Basic Med, as they're calling it, is now done. I mean, we're waiting for May for it to come along. But if you've had a medical in the last 10 years, Mike, you can fly. So we're gonna talk about that, talk about the aeromedical component a little bit. But there are a lot of folks who are running out to get their medicals renewed so they can fly on this Basic Med program now.
Yeah.
So going to be good stuff, Mike Chilson.
Hey, speaking of that, let me ask you something. Have you heard any more news about that unfortunate crash in Australia? Where four Americans and the pilot were killed. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't. You know, we don't really cover that, so I haven't heard much about it.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible, though. I mean, it was the plane had just taken off and crashed into a mall, basically.
No, I didn't hear much about it. Yeah, that's terrible, though. Way to bring it up and way to bring it down right before we have to go, Mike Chilson.
Well, I was just hoping maybe someone had some more news about it.
No, I haven't heard anything about it. But, you know, that's terrible stuff. You hate to.
It is.
You hate to hear about that. It's like a Piper Cub.
But speaking of safety, it made me think about it. And one of the things that someone said about it is that the city had been encroaching on the airport. Right. You know how most airports try and have a large open area
sure.
along the approaches and departures. And they had encroached on that so much that they were afraid that it had gotten too small, you know. So
yeah, over time.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I hate to hear that, Mike.
Yeah. But anyway, well, so I guess we're going to go take a break.
We're going to take a quick break, yeah.
I'm going to get an adult beverage for the show.
Are you? You may need one tonight.
I think I may with Jerry. You know, he's kind of a wild man.
Well, look, I appreciate you coming on, Mike. And the show kicks off at 9 o'clock tonight for an all-new RC Scale Builder show. Going once, going twice for the last of the calls tonight. We'd love to hear from you, 478-787-4768. If there are no takers, then I'm going to say we'll see you next week with an all-new Warbird Radio Live show. And I'm going to play the music, Mike. That's how this works.
Okay, that's right.
The Philippines. That's incredible,
amazing.
Mike.
Yeah.
He called in for you, but I don't care. I'll take it. All right, an all-new RC Scale Builder show comes up in about 6 minutes at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock with Jerry Yarish. And, of course, Mike Chilson will be there. Listen, thanks for coming on tonight, and I appreciate you sitting with us. Next time we do this, though, call in, won't you? Don't be embarrassed. Just pick up the phone and call in and tell us what you're working on. So many of you, we all know everybody, so just call in and join the fun. A lot of you listening tonight, we'd love to hear from you any time of the day or any time of the week. You can always leave us a voicemail there on the studio line, 478-787-4768, and we'll play it later in the show. Mike Chilson, thanks for coming on, buddy.
It's my pleasure, man.
Talk to you in a little while with your all-new show. Be sure to thank a vet, folks, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Warbird Radio Live. So long for now.